Summer is coming. Time to turn off the TV and turn on a clever little app called Audible. With Audible, you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love. Outside. You know, that place you're supposed to be in the summertime. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook. And if you don't like it, exchange it anytime or roll your credits over to the next month if you don't use them. So get up and get outside with Audible. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.
Today, everybody and anybody can get a camcorder. In fact, most people now have a camcorder or at least a camera in their cell phone. And as a result, if you go on the internet and have the take the effort to simply look, you'll find.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Tuesday's edition. Hope everyone's having a good day today. It's been kind of crazy out in the world, a lot of stuff going on. Right off the bat, I hear we might be slowing down our deal with North Korea. Not unexpected, to be honest with you, but a little disappointing, so hopefully that won't happen. But if it does, like I said, not unexpected, just a little disappointing. But there's been a lot going on out there, a lot of stuff going on. Oh, we're going to be introducing a few new shows, I think four to the network over the next 2 weeks. So actually next 3 weeks. And I hope y'all enjoy them all. Three of them I would consider esoteric. One, it's going to be variety. They may do some news, may not, whoever just posted that. I'm only kind of half-heartedly looking at the thing. Well, we're going to start with the American Polling Company stats. We're going to start running weekly polls with American Polling Company. I really like what's going on. So here you go, the American Polling Company stats. What is this one? Do you trust today's news media to tell the truth? Ooh, only 9% said yes. You know what? Let's just, for giggles, let's run over to the main site. There we go. Boop. Well, because sometimes they may have not updated. Besides that, I can see how many people the poll actually reached. In this case, here we go. Well, let's go. This is what we were talking about. Do you trust news? Do you trust today's news media? Sorry, to tell the truth. 9% said yes. Someone left a comment that said, "What did the comment say?" Not all of it. Yeah, like the rest of it's only 91% of us don't trust it at all. There are going to be some new polls coming up, some good ones. So remember, if you've got a poll you'd like to, I would go over to the American Polling Company, just place it on the page. I mean, you can place it on a News on the Flip Side page if you like, but the news stream there moves pretty fast. And, you know, American Polling Company's homepage, or I should say Facebook page, only does the polls. You're not going to really see a bunch of other posted stuff unless people are leaving suggestions for polls. But that's all you're going to really see. This poll went out to where'd it go? Well, usually it's there. Let's see what's going on. That's a bit odd. Well, usually it tells me how many people the poll had reached. For some reason, it's not. I seen it earlier today, but those were earlier because the numbers have changed since I looked earlier. But anyway, like I said, 91% of the people who took this poll don't think. They don't trust the media. Now, these numbers are coming off of Facebook and Twitter, and they haven't been posted to all of our other social media networks like MySpace and Instagram. But all of them are going to eventually get them. Yeah, it's going to go across all the social media plus its own home website. And that's really where we want to pull from, because one of the things I noticed about the last sets of polls, they just haven't been real close. A lot of people, a big cross-section of people use Facebook and Instagram and a bunch of these other places. So I'm thinking if we're there, we may get a little bit more accurate. I mean, let's put it this way. The polls on the News on the Flip Side site, which come off of our website through the radio station, and of course they're on our homepage. But most of the places we advertise those were on, we have 12 social media accounts. I mean, 12 Facebook accounts for different things that we do for the station and other stuff. We have a MySpace account with 40,000 people on it. We had a nice Twitter account with 40,000 people on, but for some reason Twitter's got it locked right now, so I don't know what's up with that. We have Google accounts, and then we have Instagram accounts and things along those lines. Oh, man, look, I'm an idiot when it comes to using Instagram. If I'm not on my phone, I don't even know how to use Instagram off the computer. It doesn't work for me, so obviously I got to have the phone to do it, which is just irritating because, you know, I got a really nice computer here. I'd rather use it than the phone. I don't know, one of them things. One more poll, and then we'll get back to what we were talking about in the news, because this is also the other poll that's been running. Do you think that extraterrestrials are visiting Earth? That's funny, because I post these polls, and I'm interested in seeing how these polls are going to come out. Now, this poll, 94% of the people, now only 113 people voted on this poll, but 94% said yes. Now, in all fairness to that, some of these polls went across the UFO Paranormal Radio Network homepage. Some were probably on the UFO on the Cover homepage and things like that. So the vote might be skewed just a little bit, at least in these statistics. Well, I don't know where else they've been. I'm just saying that. If it would have been 60-40, well, because when I've done polls here, just to help y'all out, when I'm like lecturing somewhere or going to a conference or something for this weird stuff, esoteric, when I poll there, of course, it's like 80-20, 90-10. But when I go, like when I'm doing this stuff, you know, news and things like that, and I happen to be somewhere speaking or at an event, and I do a snap poll, say I have 200 people, I find that it's usually 60-40. But I'm still surprised that now there's more people who believe we're being visited than not. Now, Reuters polls showed that 55% of Americans believe that extraterrestrials are real, but they don't even ask about visitation. It's just interesting to see how much changed in just the last 20 years. Does it mean anything? Well, I guess we'll have to wait and find out if it means anything, won't we? Anyway, getting back to the news. Isn't that a really pretty picture there? Do you know what city that is? I do. Yes, anyway. Getting that lovely news on the flip side page. There we go. That actually, John, Stephanie Benetti created that banner. Sure did a good job with it, too. Of course, that's my ugly mug. There's some other stuff. And now that's put a big X there. There you go. Moving on. It's, by the way, I'm doing this. This is for the people who can actually see me on YouTube. I apologize to the radio listeners because I'm Xing over people's faces and stuff, which y'all can't see because obviously y'all are listening via the radio. But if you'd like to, you can join us on the YouTube channel. It's an interesting place to go hang out. I got to say, so far, it has been quite fun to do. It has been. It really has been different. Is about the only way I can say it, but it definitely has been a different type of experience. Well, first off, I got to look halfway decent. I mean, I'm already scary looking, and you know, when you're scary looking, you got to get on cam. It's a minus. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's a minus. That's it. If you're listening to us, Jessica, to answer your question, yeah, you can go right over to United Public Radio. And just click on the United Public Radio page. Wham, wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. And away you go. Oh, yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. Well, I'll make sure nobody's getting double audio or anything like that. That's why I was just looking at a couple things before we got started. Moving on. Well, you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, I can't hear anything. I'm in a closed system when it's just me. When I'm doing everybody else's show, I actually listen through a stereo system, usually through one of the FM stations. But when it's just me, that's a little bit different. So, NASA, new exoplanet hunter releases incredible first image. Look at this thing. Is this not beautiful? Let me bring this up where y'all can see it better. I wish it would have been color enhanced, but it's not. But take a look at that. Is that not gorgeous? Every time I see pictures like this and I hear people say, there's no such thing as extraterrestrials, I got to go moron. I mean, look at this. This is, you know how many galaxies are in this star field? How many stars? I mean, remember, they upgraded our galaxy from 100,000 light years across to 160,000 light years across, which means we have more stars, like 400 million stars now, which means probably about 2 to 3 trillion planets or moons and stuff like that. The reason that's important is we're going to find life on a lot of moons, especially around gas giants. Oh, yeah, I'll put money on that. You know, one thing's nice. I actually did this, too. 30 years ago on the air at a public radio station in New Orleans, I said – that they would find Mars and water on Mars. I actually said they'd find quite a few things on Mars that's actually came to pass. And I said, eventually we'll find some type of life, microbiological, or maybe, you know, simple plant life or simple animal life. I said, anything's possible on the ground at Mars. I said, but they'll find some type of life. There's no doubt about that. I said it again when I got my first, when I did my first radio show for Wake Up USA, a UFO study, which those archives are still available. And I said it more than once there, and I've said it since I took over host as UFO Undercover. It's not that hard to predict some of these things. And when you look at a star field like this, or start thinking about how many moons and planets there are in our own galaxy, and thinking how many times you're going to find life. If you look at Earth, life is the norm. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry. But life is the norm on Earth. And everywhere there's something great in the great depths of the ocean. Hell, we found plankton on the space station. It's if life has a chance, it's gonna try to thrive. It doesn't matter where it is. The smokers on the ocean floors, volcanoes. It just, you know, once a volcano's done, life starts coming back. I think it's really what the universe is about. It's one of its main functions, is to get it out there. Now, I'm not saying everything's going to be intelligent life that we find, and I really don't know how much intelligent life we're going to find, but I guarantee you we're going to find a lot of life. We're going to find a lot of planets with a lot of strange stuff on it, and a lot of weird minerals and things like that, and just a lot of strange types of animals and insects and God knows what else. And there will be some intelligent life, some not as intelligent, some as intelligent, some much more intelligent, some right above us, some way above us, but there's going to be life out there. For us, the biggest challenge is getting across the great distances. Currently, I've heard theories on how we could go half light speed to 75 light speed, which the downside that is the closer you get to light speed, the greater the gap becomes. So in other words, if it takes you, say, we're going to Proxima Centauri, which is 3.8 light years. So basically 4 years at light speed. So half light speed, 8 years. 8 years back, 16 years. But is that how much time has passed on Earth? So it makes things a lot harder. But, you know, I had Michio Kaku on as a guest a couple of years back, and I had talked to him about the stepping stone theory about traveling in space. And basically all we were talking about is, first thing we would do is build a base on the moon. Then we'd set a platform out in zone L11, I believe it is, which is between the moon and Mars, which is a great launching platform area if you're going to start directing things into deep space. So it would be a great, just even into the deep solar system, it would just be a great place for the launching area. We would establish a colony on the moon, on Mars. A couple of years after that, we'll probably be all up in the asteroid belts mining, having mini colonies set up there, which are fed off of Mars, Earth, and the moon. Next thing you'll see is some type of base near Jupiter on one of the moons, you know, around Jupiter, then one on one of the moons around Saturn. There'll be another base. And then you'll see something probably out near Pluto just before the Oort cloud. Then we'll establish something in the Oort cloud. Now remember, when we're in the Oort cloud or about on the other side of the Oort cloud, we're now 2 light years out from Earth. Yeah. That means we're only 1.8 light years from Proxima Centauri. So remember, we've already now traveled the distance, halfway the distance of Proxima. So at that point, Proxima is actually closer than Earth is. So what happens is you start building these bases, they get bigger and bigger, and we're going back and forth. People are always moving back and forth throughout the solar system. Eventually, it achieves a point where you decide, okay, we're going to build a base halfway to Proxima Centauri, a base station stopover, and we'll build a station there. And then we'll jump. Now, that's going to take you at half light speed. That will take you 2 years to get there. But you'll have already been sitting at the other base, colonized, been sitting there for probably a year or so, chilling, ready to leave. There'll be a lot of that. And the more we do it, of course, the better these bases get, the better the facilities get, the faster the shifts get, the better things work. And don't think there's not going to be people who die in the beginning. And don't think there's not going to be ships lost, because there are. I mean, it's just part of what's going to happen. But it will be, in the end, for the greater good. For the greater good of mankind. But the reason I'm saying that is just based on that simple premises. You can explore the entire known galaxy in 320,000 years. That's one time. In a million years, you can explore three times. 2 million years, six times. 10 million years, you will have explored the known galaxy with not much better technology than we have today, 30 times. Now, it's hard for humans today to think about things like 100,000, 300,000, 3 million years. But remember, as a species, we're only 2 million years old. We should live for a very long time, hundreds of millions to billions of years, depending on our temperament and our solar system and the way things work and how our technologies advance. But 3 or 4 million years shouldn't even be a spit in the bucket for us. So we should easily be able to do all of this. And if you start thinking 10 million or even 20 million, we've been all over the solar system. We've made friends with other aliens, maybe made enemies with other ones. We'll have colonies and bases. So even if we never achieve faster than light travel, we will always be moving around in the solar system. Of course, humans will change and evolve into other things because they'll be living off world and on other strange worlds and on bases and things like that. But we will still be from Earthlings. And then, of course, if we ever do achieve wormhole technology or faster than light travel, of course, that changes the whole premises. It just lets us do things faster. But to Justin, before we get back into some other news, to your point, even to get to Andromeda, even at light speed, would take a million years. At 1,000 times light speed, it would take, 100 years. So, I mean, you're talking speeds that I just don't know. Well, we may one day achieve it, just not right now. Wormhole technology is different, but still it may take a long amount of time to cross between the bases between, you know, one side and the other side of the galaxy or to another galaxy like Proxima. What I'm really interested to see is when we finally get into space, I'm really interested to see our own solar system, but I want to see, I mean, our own galaxy. But I would like to go visit where, you know, our galaxy is eating other solar systems, other galaxies, I'm sorry. Yeah, like the Sagittarius, it's in the middle of just eating it up. It's devouring it, like Andromeda will do with us one day. One day we will be incorporated into the Andromeda galaxy, and it will create even bigger and even massive, more galaxy. You know, I always tell you that one day that the stars will get, the galaxies will get so far apart, all you see is black. That may be true, but if you live inside of something like Andromeda that's eating galaxy after galaxy, you'll never know it. Yeah, maybe the people out on the edge will know it, but nobody else will. Yeah, well, at least they won't be able to see it. Let me rephrase that. That's a long ways away. That's, you know, a trillion years or so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's nothing like now, but it's like when you're 15 and you say, oh, yeah, when I'm 50, and then you're sitting there at 50 and go, oh, wait, what? That's how a trillion years is going to happen. Oh, I'm just teasing, guys. But anyway, let's get back to the news. Oh, I get a lot of space news. And this is Elon Musk shows off his incredible SpaceX human transport pod. And you put a human in there and shoot him. This reminds me like one of these episodes of Star Trek when they put somebody in a torpedo tube and shoot him out in a torpedo. Yeah, it just kind of got that same feel. This is a little bit creepy. Westworld-like miser robot comes alive in a UK factory. This robot just started doing shit. It just came on. It'll be a bitch if these ones we use for Hollywood start coming alive. Oh, wait, Hollywood will have to start. Rights for robots in Hollywood. I can see it coming. Just something else. This is really, really interesting here. We're probably going to find more than this, these eight, but this is substantial. The solar system has at least 8 giant secret oceans where alien life may exist. Just tells you where and how big they are. I got to say, guys, this stuff fascinates me beyond belief. There you go. There's your list. Of course, we Europa is fairly a famous. So is Callisto. They're both fairly famous moons. Of course, there's our beautiful Earth. It shows you liquid water. Okay, there you go. 20%. Oh, look, Triton, 3%, hardly none there. Dion, 19%. That's pretty good. Pluto, 15%. Earth, 12%. I know, I'm confused by that too. Over there, but there's your, right there, your leaders. Europa, 16%. Look at Europa. I know, huh? Isn't that not pretty? There's a good bit of water on Europa. Oh, look, here you go, too. All of these planets. Oh, look at Ganymede. Ganymede, we've talked about a lot, too. Well, none of them. Who said that? None of them. Of course not. Earth's a big, giant ball of water. And these are much smaller than Earth, but they got a lot of water on them. This one's almost half. I'm just saying, guys, there's atmosphere, there's water, and there's heat. There's life. Don't think there's not. Only a moron would think there's not. The thing about it is deep oceans allow for a much more advanced form of life, a much bigger form of life. Oh, yeah. But anyway, oh, these will be great for the science shows. We're just clipping through this because I wanted y'all to see that. That's the poles we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. This here, I don't even know why people do things like this. Questions arise from toppled veteran monuments. This was in Central Texas. It's a veterans memorial. Somebody just went over and kicked over four monuments. And you see they're destroyed. I mean, why would you do that? What kind of sick, effed up person are you? These people fought and died for you. You wouldn't even be here if it wouldn't be for these veterans. I mean, Jesus, what's wrong with you sick, wacko people? $10 says they liberals. Actually, I'd bet $1,000 on that, to be honest with you. And just something. Something one of my liberal friends told me one time. House Republicans call for a second special counsel to investigate alleged FISA abuse and Hillary Clinton probe. Well, because they found more stuff in Hillary Clinton's thing that suggests that the FBI was screwing around. Yeah, it's on, I think it's on this list of articles we're talking about today. I know we got about 30 minutes left, so. Unter a upin blatten uka. What the hell does that mean? Do you trust this guy? Should I? You know what? I'm going to write and have a poll put up about do you trust Rosenstein? What is his trustability? There he is for the Facebook people. Yeah, no, it's kind of ridiculous. I'm just saying, we'll see what happens. I think there should be a special counsel into Hillary thing. I don't get it. I mean, there's a special counsel into Trump, but which Hillary is far more, I mean, there's far more evidence against Hillary than there is against Trump. Even Mueller and Comey would have to concede that. And then there's $150 million she took from the Russians. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, nobody wants a probe into Hillary because Hillary's guilty as all hell. Can't help it. She is. This is a very interesting article. I would invite everybody to read this. Can the president be indicted or subpoenaed? Okay. You can subpoena a president's like evidence, like what they did with his records from Trump Towers. Or records from the White House and things like that, they can subpoena them. Subpoenaing the president is going to be a much harder thing to do. And even by Mueller standards, the best he can do is offer a paper to Congress, and Congress can impeach the president. But technically, you can really not indict a sitting president. Well, because if you could, every time every party would try to get the other party indicted to get him out of office. I understand why you can't. That's what impeachment's in for. Can the Democrats get enough people in? I'm going to tell you something right now. If Democrats, especially for you, if y'all ever get enough people in the House, in the Senate, and in the House to impeach the president, you better be damn sure about it because the country may rebel hard on your ass, just like they did. Like I warned you when you did Obamacare, if you make it mandatory, the country will vote you out of office. And they did exactly that. Thank God for archives. Isn't it nice, guys? Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a regular listener, you don't have to worry about the archives. But if you're a new listener, oh, yeah, I warned this way ahead of time. I knew it was coming. And what gets me, if my little moronic little ass can see these kind of things, why can't these big so-called, you know, politicians and these guys who do this for a living? I mean, in all the president elections, I was wrong one time. That was Donald Trump, by the way. I've been 100% on which way the Congress is going to swing now for, I don't know, for 30, 40 years. It's because it's not really that hard. Everybody's like, this, except for this one. 2018 is a little tough because 2018 hinges on a few things. I never thought the Democrats would sweep anything in 2018. I never thought they'd get the House back. They might gain some size, maybe some Senate, but that was the feeling in January. Right now, if it was held right now, I think the Democrats would lose seats. Oh, yeah. The president's popularity is at 50%. That's higher than Obama's was at midterm when they lost the Senate. They need to remember this. This president's approval rate is higher than their president was when they lost the Senate. So they need to take that into consideration. Plus, there's been a kind of downturn on the Democrats. They really looked bad in a lot of areas, like taking up for MS-13. What the hell is wrong with you? Why would you take up for this game? And then they did these stupid things that they get, that they think it makes them look good, and but they don't realize that the rest of the country's already seen what the president said. The MS-13 statement. The president called MS-13 animals. So CNN and NBC and a bunch of them took that statement, cut out the MS-13 and put in immigrants. They said immigrants, not him. He said immigrants were animals, which, by the way, he didn't say. Everyone clearly heard this. And you wonder why the media only scored 9% in that poll. It's because of stuff like that. It's ridiculous that the media, I mean, not even apology. I mean, they busted outright lying. I mean, you can't even get no more cold busted than this. Nancy Pelosi, minority speaker, lying through her teeth. She should be suspended for that. When you catch someone in a blatant lie like this, they should be suspended. This is an ethical thing here. I mean, you shouldn't just be around and go around destroying people's credibility because you want to, and then later on say, oh, well, I misunderstood. Bullshit. You knew exactly what you were doing. That's what's wrong with America right now. There is no consequences for politicians, and that needs to change. You want to change America? Change the political system, and America will change on its own. First off, states like California and New York should nowhere never have the amount of votes that they have because it's not a fair representation. Come to find out, Cali was like 20%, you know, Democrats and 80% liberals. That's not true. It's about 30% liberal, about another 30% Democrats, and the rest of them really swing more to the right than to the left. So the state's not been properly represented. They got the control and vote. Yeah, it's just one of them things. Yeah, it's not being, same thing with New York. New York's not being properly represented. Yeah, and what happens is, and this happens in all these states, look at Washington State, look at Seattle, it's crumbling because of its liberal policies. Look at California, it's crumbling because of its liberal policies. New York is keeping its head above water, but barely. New York and California are both bleeding people. How do you think Florida got past the size of New York? Half of New York originally moved to Florida, they wanted out. You can't even blame them. It's become a shithole. Well, that's using the president's words. Isn't what he called one of them countries a shithole? I'm just saying. I got a lot of friends in New York, and all of them would agree with me. So, and some of them are liberal, some are conservative, some are in between. But they would all agree. You have an elite group in control of New York, and they shit pretty much on everybody else. But then you got problems like you do flipping back to the West Coast. You got in Seattle, which is giving more rights to illegal immigrants than it will to its own citizens. I don't even know what to think about that. It's one of the articles we carried yesterday. Oh, yeah, if you're an illegal immigrant in Washington, you got more rights than the citizens now. It's craziness. It's the same. But you should read the article, Can the President Be Indicted? It's confusing at best, but it's a good read. Most people come away with the same thing. No, you're not going to be able to really indict the president or subpoena him, but you can't let the Congress impeach him. So you just got to give the Congress enough evidence to go after the president is what you got to do if you're Mueller. This is the end to a story we actually should have covered earlier, but this woman found safe after apparent abduction at Virginia Walmart. So these people in Walmart, the guys are getting in the car. Woman jumps out of the trunk. Let me see if you can see her. You can barely see her, and starts hauling ass. The two guys catch her, throw her back in the car, and take off. Well, it was caught on surveillance on videotape. So the local media put out a thing, and the cops were looking to see if this was a kidnapping or something. Well, the girl and one of the guys showed up at the police station to show them that they were okay. By the way, that's where the article stopped. It was the dumbest article I've ever read. It's like they forgot the other half of the article or didn't get printed. I would say they ran out of space, but it's the internet. Come on, you got unlimited space on the internet. Jeez, don't take rocket science. U.S. bolsters Asian ballistic missile defense as Trump-Kim summit nears. Now, as we know at the beginning of the show, we talked a little bit about this summit may not happen in June. I'm hoping it does. Like I said, It's expected to be moved around a couple of times. It will be a disappointment, but like I said, it's not unexpected that this will happen. It's a good thing, though. It is nice that we're going to start bolstering our defenses out there. You know, I was reading an article from this stupid Yahoo writer. Yahoo has gotten to be just, I don't know, the Inquirer has better articles than Yahoo News does lately. I mean, so this guy goes on and on and on about Russia and China air superiority. I'm thinking, what is this dude, communist? Does he work for Russia? Russia does not have air superiority over the United States, neither does China. Even combined, they don't have air superiority over the United States. And then I got to thinking, I said, what, did they forget that Europe and NATO is allies of the United States, and NATO alone has air superiority over both China and Russia? And that's not even bringing in all of our allies or all of Europe or anybody else for that matter. I'm kind of like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, but it's liberals have just got to where they can't see anything good anymore. It's just all hate. It's all misdirection, all lies, and all hate. It's all about, you know, keeping their self in the limelight. It's not about us anymore. I don't think it's been about us ever, really. I think they had everybody hogswoggled. And then they got other big problems, Democrats. Black vote is leaving the Democrats. Trump is somehow or another getting the black voters to leave the Democrats. I mean, he pulled a record number of blacks and voted for him. He pulled half the women in the country voted for him. He pulled a record number of Hispanics. By the way, Hispanics are leaving the Democrats in droves, because Trump pretty much proved what they were. And now they want to go after Obama and some of the stuff he was doing. Yeah, it's just the longer Trump stays in office, the more we learn about how corrupt Obama's administration was. It's really kind of sad. Oh, yeah, now Obama's going to be a director for Netflix. I'm getting rid of him. I'm closing my Netflix account. Oh, yeah. I'm closing my Netflix account. Oh, there's no way, man. Look, the man was a community organizer. His wife was an attorney. He was a half-ass attorney at best. He was a half-ass president at best. So what's he going to do, make half-ass movies? I'm not interested. And I said from day one he thought he was a movie star. This just proves my point. Actually, I liked Obama in the beginning. He just turned out to be a no good liar. I mean, Jesus, he's got 586 documented lies and big lies. He lied about the Iran deal. He lied about the Obama. He just was a liar. Did Obama's administration spy on Trump using flimsy evidence? Let's find out. By the way, this article does say that they did use flimsy evidence to spy on Trump. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It looks like they went after Trump. They were going to try to get him ahead of time and cut him off, and they couldn't do it because he gained popularity too fast. So they thought they would get him in, and that's why all this other stuff was put together. But really, the guy's doing a good job. Leave him alone. It's the media that's screwing with the North Korea deal, nothing else. Oh, yeah, I actually heard what Moon said, and I heard what Ping said. They're blaming the U.S. media outright, square outright. Because it's so negative. Yeah, oh, well, maybe. Oh, it's, you know, he's an asshole. Oh, he's, oh, no, he'll never do the deal. I mean, they're just negative. That's what the media is today, negativity. Woman accuses R. Kelly of sexual battery and giving her herpes. Oh, yeah, he said they had forcible sex. She locked him in a closet to discipline. All kinds of shit. You got to read the article. I think they were together 2 years. I think that's what the article said. Check it out for yourself. Teen to face murder charges as adult in office of slain. Doesn't surprise me. Kill a cop, you're going to try as an adult. You big enough to put on the big boy pants and shoot somebody, you're big enough to be tried as an adult. Hawaii volcano lava flows into power plant, sparking fears of deadly gas releases. People, what did I tell y'all 3 weeks ago? Where did I tell y'all to leave out of 3 weeks ago? Where did I tell you to get the bleep out of 3 weeks ago? And then last week and this week, get the bleep out. Don't come crying to me when Hawaii splits in half and sinks like Atlantis did. I'm just saying. Let me see. You live on a moving volcano that's constantly changing and evolving and erupting, that has earthquakes and hurricanes. Oh, yeah, you call me stupid. I know. Watchdog report, fault FBI for Clinton probe delay. this just basically faults Comey and everybody for the handling of the Clinton probe. Oh, yeah. And wait. So here you got Comey three or four times. So first he clears Hillary, then he unclears her, then he says, oh, no, that's not what it's meant to be, blah, blah, blah. So he was screwing with the outcome of the election. So Mueller says the other day to Giuliano that they're going to wrap the probe up in September. At the end of September, when's the election? The beginning of November? I think now the result should be held, regardless if it's against the Democrats or the Republicans, who I wrote that. I think it should be held till after the election, or at least before the election, so that there's damage control for either side. Because doing it this way is the FBI's way of controlling the election and who's going to win. It's bullshit. It shouldn't be allowed. It should be criminal, actually. This one. Police officer's son pleads guilty for terrorist bomb plot. So this guy had guns and was building bombs. He was the son of the Boston police captain. The son of a Boston police captain, which is what I should say. Not the really. Maybe he was helping out Islam. He's fighting for ISIS. Yeah, American terrorists, that's what they're calling him. Homegrown terrorist. Oh, here, y'all want to see it. See, right here, he don't look like a terrorist or a jihad. Let's see. Here we go. Here, oh, wait, hold on. This had the article I thought it was. Well, when you see him here, it may pop up on the screen in a minute. Let's see. We'll go to full screen right quick. It's one of the other reasons I like doing the video. Oh, well, we have to watch a commercial, guys. Y'all can watch it with me. Yes. Go out and buy some Evan Williams. Well, I'm sending Evan Williams a bill for this. Oh, hell yeah. Evan's going to get a bill for this, people. Oh, nice fireworks. I'm going to drink Kentucky bourbon. It's going to be Jack. There you go. There's a kid. There y'all go. Look at this little heathen bastard. You look like a little jihadist, don't he? Yeah, this is a nice feature we've added to this. Everybody can enjoy it now. Well, it's hard for me because I'm talking to y'all and watching this with y'all. And when I look over at the YouTube feed, they're just now starting to watch the Evan Williams commercial. 25 faces 20 years in prison, huh? Maybe 45 when he got just in time to blow something else up. This is why I keep trying to explain to these idiots that keep telling us, we need to get rid of guns. We need to get rid of guns. We need to look, guns helped in the Texas shooting. That's where how they got the guy. I've proven this, you know, the Texas guy also had bombs. So if he wouldn't have had a gun, he'd have just used bombs. That's why he had them. This guy's making bombs. You're going to see more and more. This is, as you threaten to take guns away, people are going to start resorting to bombs. Bombs will kill far more people than guns will. It'll just be more horrific. It'll be like we're living in the Middle East. It's first off, I really don't think this should even be brought up in the media anymore, at least on national levels. I don't think this should even be portrayed up here anymore. I think that it should be bare minimum at a local level. It should be handled quickly and swiftly because all we're doing is making these people famous. This is part of what's driving this. This is Z generation mostly. With a couple of bottom millennials that fell into this when Obama was in there. There's something that's going on with our kids. This is not about guns. This is about kids. I mean, come on. The other day, some guy just got in his car and ran over a bunch of people. That's the third one this month. Oh, look at the bombs. Molotov cocktails. Ooh, that's just something else there. Yeah, he's going to burn the place down is what he's going to do. Yeah, people. Anyway, getting back. I'm just saying, I mean, this kind of stuff is stupid. Y'all worrying about the wrong things. This is not about the guns. These people are killing people. They're going to kill people no matter what. You'd ban every gun in this country tomorrow, and they're still going to kill people. And my thing comes right back to the same thing. I'm not giving up my gun until people like Oprah and Clooney and all of them give up their armed security. The president gives up their armed security. If I can't have a gun, no one can have a gun. So if you want to make the United States free of guns, you got to make it truly free of guns. Cops can't carry guns. Yeah, nobody can carry guns. No need for it, right? That's what everybody keeps citing to me, Canada and Europe, even though it doesn't work. I mean, you're over there hacking up people with hatches and shit and machetes and using bombs. But yeah, trucks and stuff. Well, I mean, come on. In Paris, they're just running people over with trucks. 18 was like 4 18-wheel attacks in 6 months. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to stop. People will all, if people need feel the need to kill somebody, they will find a way to kill somebody. So we need to find out what's making all of a sudden all these kids want to kill people. A lot of this is copycat. They see it on the media. They're in far these days. They're inundated with it. I mean, look, Obama had almost a school shooting a week when he was for his last 4 years. Trump's averaging one about every 3 weeks, which may go up or down. Who knows? But the media is all like, oh, yeah, let's put these kids out here. Let's let them talk about gun control. No, people, you're doing the wrong thing. Now you're making heroes out of losers. You're like, well, what do you mean you're making a hero? Well, you're putting kids up like David Hodge, which makes other kids hate this guy. It's a driving factor in some of the stuff that's going to be coming up. You can't do that. The media is reckless these days, extremely reckless these days. Oh, y'all going to love this next one. Adults were at a swing set until 6 and 12-year-olds with rocks and guns showed up. That's some tough little 6 and 12-year-olds, all I got to say. Get off my swing set, boy. You see my gun? See my rock? I will bash your head in. That shit is just too funny. New data reveals U.S. faces legal immigration crisis. Yeah, it is. And that's why they want to end chain migration. It has become a crisis in the United States, and we need to deal with it. And then the whole system needs to be revamped and redone, and then we need to start taking people back into our country. I'm kind of on this. I think we should have already frozen all of this until this was properly looked at because, well, let's be honest. The only reason liberals want to bring in illegals is because they think they're going to vote for them. Well, California said themselves they think that at least 3 or 4 million votes were from illegal aliens. That's how many are registered. I think they said 8 million illegals or illegal registrations in California. Yeah, so actually Hillary probably lost by 3 or 4 million. And besides, I got to be honest, I've never been upfront with those numbers because we called the election. We had a big panel that night. We had actually called the election at 7:30. That's how well Donald Trump was doing. At 7:30, we knew he was going to be president. You listen to CNN and NBC. Oh, no, it's close. It was never close. Trump was always ahead. It didn't matter what Coomey said because, you know, they said, oh, Coomey didn't change the election. Her polling numbers were the same the next day and the day after that, after Colin said they never changed. The people who were going to vote for her already vote, we're going to vote for her. The people who were going to vote for Trump, we're going to vote for Trump. It was a done deal. It's just no one could believe that Trump took 31 states. That's a landslide. You can say, oh, she had the popular vote all you want. He took 31 of the 50 states. And out of her 19 that she took, she almost lost 5 of them. Remember, a couple of them states were in the red until wee hours in the morning. Even they, that's like 2 of the states on the East Coast flipped after midnight. You're like, oh, really? Yeah, he's got to kind of wonder about that. Those states should have been recounted. Yeah, because he was ahead all night in both those states. And then all of a sudden, the very end, they flipped. Never looks good. Baby born weighing 1 pound finally comes home from hospital. There y'all go. That's just something we just threw in there for. Well, there was a baby born in a Brazilian island, first one in, I don't know, 100 years or 200 years. Well, babies are born from there because there's no neonatal centers there. The nearest one is 300 miles away on the mainland. It's an island. 90 million worth of liquid meth found in semi-truck fuel tank. 90 million. Whew. Somebody gonna get killed for that. Man accused of punching deaf pregnant woman and service dog, but man's wife says he wasn't an aggressor. I've heard mixed stories on this. I really don't know. I've seen the video. I've heard mixed from the people on the plane. It doesn't sound like he was the aggressor. I don't know. It just, you'd have to get a better report than what the media is doing on this. Guess we could call both sides, but yes, it didn't turn out to be exactly what they said it was going to be. Let's see if the video's here. If it is, we'll let y'all watch it. And I don't think this one has a video. We will check right quick. No. Yeah, you just got to kind of wonder about that stuff. Well, if he did, he'll be going to jail. You know, come on. First off, somebody said he golfed a dog, and everybody else on the plane said, no, he just kind of pushed the dog away because his wife was allergic to him. People, you know, animal lovers have to remember something. Not everybody likes animals. I know y'all think your dogs are greatest. I love my dogs and cats and shit, but you have to remember not everybody does, and you have to respect their area as well. You just can't assume everybody's going to love your dog. And some of y'all, your dogs are stinky and nasty, nobody'd love them anyway, but you. Don't do that. I mean, that's just violating someone's space. And you see this one, four high school track stars are killed in car crash in Massachusetts. So much needless death in our country. Here's another one. After son dies in car crash, daddy takes late son's girlfriend to prom. That was sweet of him, by the way. A little strange, but sweet. Of course, there y'all go. Meghan Markle and Harry. Meghan and Harry. Oh, that's strange. I can't be calling her that anymore. We've got to call her Meghan Harry, right? Meghan Windsor, what's her last name? Official photos of the UK royal family. Royal wedding, sorry. There's the queen. She looks like she's about to hurt somebody. There's old Philip. There's Charles. There he is. There's a brother. There's the good-looking sister. I mean, the good-looking wife. Megan's okay. I mean, I'm just not a big fan of Megan's. No, I mean, I don't dislike her or anything. Oh, there's a story I was telling y'all earlier about the baby 12 years from the remote Brazilian island. No, I don't dislike Megan. I just think the other one's prettier. Or maybe, I don't know what it is. It's something different about her. Oh, I love this one. Israel, just because, you know, the other day, it just goes back to the guy with the Russia's superior air force. Israel, Diddley Air Force has been destroying Syria Russian-built air defense systems all over the place. And this was what, well, that's an F-16. Guess what they just got through using this weekend? We just sold them some F-35s. I think they're buying 50. I think they got 9 of them now. And they were using them. They got pictures of them flying upside down over Beirut. Oh, yeah, these things are badass. They ain't nothing over there catching them. They just showed that Russia's air defense system ain't what everybody said it was. And here's another. This is the fourth time someone's been attacked by a cougar or a mountain lion in the last 2 months. People, I don't know what to tell you. They must be multiplying and getting hungry. I know. Look at him. He looks pissed, too. I'll pull out the gun and shoot him in the head. Airline passenger arrested after allegedly harassing woman and peeing on seat. I don't even know how this article got in there. Oh, there's that baby. World's most advanced jet in first combat. Oh, I meant to say that. The Israelis used it. It's the first time the F-35 has actually been flown in real combat situation. Oh, yeah. Look at that bad boy. Sorry, guys. My nose has been driving me crazy all night. It's allergies. We still got blooming crap everywhere down here. It's a beautiful, ugly plane. Two off-duty NYPD officers killed in wedding day crash. Now, you see these are three articles I featured today, everybody getting killed in car crashes. You notice you don't see all these people getting shot by guns today, right? Just all car crashes. In case y'all didn't know this, cars kill a lot more people than guns do. On top of that, teen distracted drivers last year in the United States maimed 500,000 people and killed almost 5,000. So every time you hear one of these guys talking about we need to ban guns, no, cars kill more people than guns do. And on top of that, cars are killing the planet. Not just killing us, they're killing the damn planet, that big whopping polluting factory. So, you know, stop being hypocrites. If you want to ban guns, you got to ban cars first. Sorry, guys, they kill more people. If we're going to do this by what's better for the planet and better for the humans, then cars have got to go first. Sorry. Or everybody's got to turn over the keys to self-driving cars, and I'll turn over my guns to self-driving guns. But you see tonight how many people have died uselessly because of car accidents. Police, mask intruder threatened to shoot 5-year-old girl. Yeah, what kind of sicko wacko are you? Now, there's that article. That's the original article right there I was telling you about earlier today. Oh, and this is Trump trying to get a space force going. I'd love to have a space force. I don't know how feasible it is, but I'd love to have one. And the last article of the day before we get out of here, judge, teen must repay $37 million for starting Oregon wildfire. Okay, judge. Only a liberal judge would even think this was funny. Yeah, teen, where are you going to get that $37 million from? I hope daddy's rich. I mean, like rich, rich. Like, you know, Bill Gates rich. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to News on the Flip Side. I am your host, Jeremy Todd. I'll be back tomorrow. UFO Undercover will be doing part four of Advanced Extraterrestrial Visitation. Then I'll be back on Thursday with Thursday's edition of News on the Flip Side. So until then, everybody enjoy your life. Have some fun. Tell everybody good. Have a good time. Coming up next, I was going to tell you the wrong show. Discovery Paranormal with Michael Langley. See y'all in about 10 minutes. So please stay tuned.